Hey everyone, and welcome back to the So Rude podcast. My name is Paige Ruderman, and I hope you're having a great day. On this week's episode, episode number 80, we are going to talk about the importance of submitting your performances to your PRO. So let me take a step back and kind of talk about what's prompting this. Some big news came out recently regarding Spotify and streaming services in general. Songwriters, who are typically the individuals involved with songs to get paid the least, are now fighting for even more in the streaming landscape due to just how cheap music has become. When a song is played, there's like two payments. There's the songwriter portion and then the publishing portion. For songwriters that have publishing deals, they typically are signing most, if not all, of their publishing away. And so that means the only piece that they're getting as a songwriter is from the songwriter portion. And I will admit, I am not the most knowledgeable about this. I do need to do a little bit more reading and really become more informed. But from what I understand, Spotify, which is a streaming service that a lot of people use, has changed the terms in which they categorize their offering. They've decided to bundle what they offer on their platform, music and audiobooks and podcasts. Now they're saying that what they're offering is like a bundle, and somehow that results in less money being paid for music streams. If we put it into perspective, music in general, outside of just Spotify, is beyond cheap for individuals today. Before streaming and the internet, individuals would purchase CDs or vinyls or cassettes for anywhere from like $5.99 to like $11.99. And then fans who purchased that music, they owned it in the sense of like they owned the cassette, they owned the CD, they owned the vinyl, and it was a one-time purchase. So they paid for it and they could listen to it as many times as they want. But by purchasing it at the rate that it was, the money then would be used to pay all of the people involved. In the age of subscriptions, which do not get me started about how all software is subscription-based, it is the most frustrating thing ever. Why can't I just purchase Microsoft Office anymore? Or if I do, it's like, yeah, don't get me started. However, now individuals pay a one-time flat fee a month, and they have access to hundreds, thousands, if not millions of songs and playlists at any time. But what this means is instead of paying to support a specific artist and you're paying for like that album or that single or that whatever, that pool of money that's being collected is then split amongst all of the players in the pool. And because of that, artists and writers are making so much less per song spin. So how does this tie back to the PRO? Because streaming is such a low payout per play, there's other ways that songwriters and artists make money on their music. And because of that, it is very important that all songwriters and artists submit their songs to their PROs. A PRO is a performing rights organization. In the United States, there's three: ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. Internationally, I do know that there are others, but I'll be really honest, I'm not as familiar with them because I live in the United States. But when a song is played live or on the radio, there's a different pay rate for that, especially in Nashville, when performers are oftentimes not getting paid to show up. It is even more important to submit your performances to your PRO. The PRO is responsible for collecting the payments for you. Now, I don't play that often, and I still make around $10 a month from the rounds I do play. For someone who's more actively performing, it's an administrative burden, but it is so worth it. When you submit those performances, then the PRO goes off and collects the money on your behalf, and then you get a check. I get direct deposits into my bank account once a quarter from all the rounds that I play. So if you have ASCAP, you would first register your song, and then you would go to the onstage section. You would create a set list with the songs you performed, taken from all your registered songs, and then you submit the performance. If you have BMI, you would also register your songs and then go to the BMI live portal and add a performance. If you have CSAC, I bet you there's instructions online or on one of the social media platforms that will teach you how to submit them. So I'm telling you, go submit these things, but why is it so important? There's a few reasons. One, you can track how many songs of yours are making the most of your money. So let's say you have a catalog of 400 songs, but like 8 of them are really making you the most money and 6 of those 8 aren't out yet. Well, then maybe that's a key indicator for you. I should release these songs if I'm an artist. Also, if you're an artist, you can help support you and the writers that work on your songs. Everyone that got to participate will actually get paid for some of this work. Even if it's not out on streaming yet, you're playing the song live. You can still submit that. Also, for many of us, this is not our full-time job yet. We still are working many other jobs, but it is still a job, especially if you're treating it that way in your mind. It's also so expensive to do music. Why not try and recoup as much as possible? So it's very important to submit these songs. Also, it's so you make some money. How do you stay on top of it? Once a month, I schedule an hour to go and submit all of my songs and performances. I keep a running Excel spreadsheet of my songs. Also on that Excel spreadsheet, on a different tab, I track all of my performances, and then I have a check mark for when I have submitted these things and when I haven't. And so once a month, I go back and I say, where did I end last? And then I submit anything that's new. Also, try and collect the IPI numbers in the right. That way, when you're getting ready to submit your songs, you already have that. It's a more seamless process. Not that you can't reach out to your co-writers, but like, let's say the write didn't go that well, or you haven't reached out in a while. It might take a little bit to hear back from them. So try and get the numbers early on. Also, very important, don't wait too long to submit, because there is a cutoff on how far back you can submit a show. So let's say you played around in January and you're trying to submit it in August. There's a good chance that that window's closed. So the window is only open for so long. I strongly recommend, if you haven't done this, put an hour aside, take an hour in an afternoon or in an evening, and look into how do you submit your songs, how do you submit your performances, and make sure you go back and do that. And even if you don't remember like every single song that you played, but you just start doing it and getting into the habit of it, it'll become a lot more second nature. So please, for the love of all music creatives, submit your music, submit your shows, submit your performances, start making money from the work that you do. Because even though it's not full time, it doesn't mean that you can't make anything. And maybe having a little bit of money coming in is such a motivator when you feel like you're in a bit of a drought creatively. So with that said, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I got to blend two things that I love. I got to blend music and money. Go submit your shows, go submit to your PROs, and get your coin, girlfriend, boyfriend, go do it. If you're not already, you can follow me on Instagram at sorude.podcast. Let's connect on there. And we release new episodes every Tuesday. So make sure you subscribe and follow this podcast, so that way you will be up to date on all future episodes. Enjoy the week. I hope you have a fantastic day, and I can't wait to chat with you next time. Bye now.